Hi, this one is called the summer heat. I'm laying underneath the wearing fan on my ceiling, naked. It's the middle of a hot summer and I was seeking relief. You ran a melting cube of ice from the small hollow in my neck along my collarbone, which left a trail of cooling water behind. I looked over at you, smiling, as I reached around your neck to pull you down into a kiss. Your lips cool against the heat of my own. The ice cube continued on its journey over the hills and valleys of my nakedness, over my breast, and it paused on my nipple, causing it to immediately harden. Your kiss left my lips and began kissing my hard nipple, your warmth contrasting with the frostiness from the ice. The ice travelled down and up onto my other breast, again pausing on my nipple and then circling it as the water dripped and ran down the sides. You followed it and sucked that erect nipple too, licking the tiny rivulets as you went. You guided the ice down over my tummy and towards the part that you obviously wanted to tease. I shifted my legs, drawing them up as I spread them slightly apart, making it easier for you to reach. You traced the ice lightly over my pussy, along the slit to my ass and back up again, so slowly. The sensation was almost too cold, but it did something to me that I hadn't felt anything like this before. You parted my legs further until they were diagonal to my prone body. I waited to see what you would do next, the anticipation causing me to grow wetter. You dipped the ice into my slit, lazily gliding it along my clit hood. Briefly it touched my clit and the feeling was hot and cold at the same time, sending a thrill throughout me. You continued it down over the entrance to my pussy and I could feel a cold trickle of melted water slip inside. You traced my pussy lips again, the ice melting more quickly due to my own rising heat. There was only a tiny piece left as you trailed it back up onto my nipples once more, teasing them with what was left. I was even hotter than I was before you began, but with a different kind of heat. I grabbed you and I kissed you and I wanted you now. You straddled my body with your thighs, your cock hard. I held it and began stroking you, feeling your firm thickness against the softness of my small hand. I could see a trickle of liquid escape over the tip, and I used my thumb to spread it over the head. I stopped and looked up at you. I used my hands to push your hips back. I wanted your lips and tongue to be put to work. You turned yourself around and spread my pussy with your fingers and began licking my hard pink clit. I sighed, feeling your tongue and lips sliding and sucking and flicking against me, your fingers descending towards my inner slit. I began working on your cock, my mouth, exploring the head, swirling around it and under the ridge of it as my hand held you in place. My other hand, reached up for your balls, playing with them while my lips slid over your hardness. God, I love 69s. It feels so sexy and dirty. Our genitals in each other's mouths, our lips and tongues and fingers exploring each other at the same time. My orgasm crept up on me whilst I was distracted by sucking and licking your dick. It hit like lightning whilst the rumble of thunder roared as my body convulsed. You continued as my thighs clamped onto your head until I couldn't take any more and released you. Your cock was aching to come. You got off me and moved into missionary, pushing my legs up into my shoulders. I told you I wanted anal. You grabbed the lube, spreading it over your manhood and onto my tight asshole. I grabbed my mini vibrator to use in my clit and a small dildo, as I love the feeling of a double penetration. I don't think I could take two full cocks down there, but a normal sized one and a smaller dildo in my pussy, I could. I inserted my hot couldn't do it. As I waited for you to gently work yourself into me, inch by inch, until you were all in. You began slowly sliding your cock in and out of my ass, the dildo moving with you, my tiny moxie buzzing against my clit, causing me to tighten more with pleasure. The sensation of being so filled was so hot, and I couldn't control my moans as you looked into my eyes. You loved it when we did anal. You knew how wild it drove me, and how you loved that you could come inside me. Your rhythm changed, as did your breathing. You were gasping as you fucked my ass. I told you how I loved having your dirty, hard cock in me. How I loved to feel you going in and out. How I loved it when you pounded me. I could hear you groaning as you tried to hold yourself back. The dirty talk always took you to the edge. I told you, you couldn't come yet. I wanted to come again. You had to wait. You slowed down, still enjoying the feel of me against you. You pulled your body back a little, just enough to feel, to see me playing with my clit, and you used the dildo on me as you watched. You could feel it sliding against you, and it felt good. You saw my eyes close and my lips part, and you knew I was getting closer. Your cock immediately began pounding into me again as I started to come. Oh, fuck, I cried. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. My orgasm was so intense, and the most intense I've ever had. My legs pushed against you, and you pushed them back. Don't stop. Keep fucking me. Your cock had taken as much as it could, and you couldn't resist the edge now. My cries and the feeling of my body coming was too much, and you came. Your cum ejaculated inside of me, emptying itself until it was spent. Your orgasm causing your body to jerk and groan as it coursed through nerve endings, lighting you up with a natural ecstasy. We smiled at each other afterwards, the enjoyment unmistakable as we glowed. You withdrew and clapped beside me. I rolled onto my side and put my leg and arms across you, Yoko and John style. We kissed again, intimately, still sweating from the summer heat and our own. We relaxed, listening to the white noise of the fan whirring overhead.